Let's go into our closing thoughts for day one, and we'll tee you up for what's to come for tomorrow. So let me just turn it over to Nancy.
Sure. Do I need to tee up or do I need to just give a
Just,
reflection here?
yeah, reflections if you would.
Well, I got it down to one single word. And that word that resonates with me after listening to the board's retreat is ownership. And I'm not talking about forced ownership, which we just talked a lot about. I'm talking about the board as individuals. Truly demonstrating ownership of the leadership role they have, and that they're demonstrating here in the discussions and in the engagement and the level of commitment that they bring to Oregon right now.
Always pithy, Nancy. Thank you. Let's just do a go around because we have time. So if you were to encapsulate where you're at right now in your body and your mind and your thinking, what would that be? And I'll just go around to the board members as I see you on the screen. So I'll start with Carla.
Okay. Well, I'm just looking through my notes. I take lots of notes. And some things I really liked today. I liked our discussion on the boardroom and, the accountability, measurable outcomes, trust and openness, intellectual honesty, strong communication, trying to get the best, thinking throughout the room, leadership and listening. No personal attacks or surprises. Bringing outside leaders in that we want to hear from. I think we had three or four examples of that today. I think that's very healthy, and really work towards solutions with a different conversation of, eliminating the 40-year traditional timber wars. I really like the discussion of bringing Dr. Kitzhopper in and having him really talk to us about this white paper with Sustainable Northwest. And I liked our discussion regarding the trust counties and a better relationship with those counties and how we might, move forward on that and looking at how our forestry policies have financially impacted at the federal and the state level those counties. I liked our discussion this afternoon with regard to, this forestry program for Oregon, and I think we have the ability as a board to really tackle tough issues and not make them personal, and really try and work through tough conversations and move forward. So I think day one was a great day.
All right, Brenda.
Thank you, Robin. Yeah, I thought it was a great day too. I think that this should be fun. It's going to be hard. There are going to be some difficult conversations and some challenges along the way. Certainly some different perspectives on how the world works, but that's okay. I appreciate these sorts of efforts and the big picture, looking at the big picture and how we can move forward in a way that addresses some of the major challenges and stressors driving forest change over multiple land ownerships, but then holding ourselves accountable with measurable outcomes, as Carla just mentioned. I also appreciate Chandra's point that she's made not only today, but previously too, in appreciating kind of the visual understanding of what's going on. I think she mentioned flowcharts. I love flowcharts. John and Ryan, if you can come up with a flowchart, that would be awesome. So keep it fun, lots of flowcharts, and take on the big picture, but hold everybody accountable. Cool.
Bottom with flow charts. Got it. Chandra.
Yeah, well, I will echo pretty much what everybody has said, Carla and Brenda, and I do love flowcharts, and I'm happy to share my sketch that I've made today, a flowchart idea just for consideration. But no, this has been a great meeting, and I will just be echoing pretty much what everyone has said. But I really liked the conversation around intellectual honesty, right, and having some objective information that's feeding our deliberations. Seeking outside support where required and getting diverse perspectives and experts in their field. So recognition that we all have limitations as well to our expertise. And I really just get a very strong sense that our group is really interested in substance over what I'd say is maybe extra process, right? Like, we want usable documents. We want to be clear in what we're trying to do, and we want to hold ourselves accountable. Through measurable outcomes and through frequent check-ins and through open dialogue. And so I think it's all really encouraging. And I think perhaps one of the craziest things to me is how many times during this meeting, somebody is saying exactly what I'm thinking, almost to the, you know, word. And it happened, you know, from almost every one of the other board members at some point, like, that would be exactly what I would say right now. And I think that's, It's odd, frankly. That doesn't actually happen to me too often. So thank you to all the board members for, again, making this a really safe, productive space to have conversations. And I've really appreciated the day.
Chandra, I don't think Ben is still with us. I see his name, but I think he's gone to pick up children. Joe, and I'll turn to you in a sec, Jim, but Joe, just for people's awareness, had bad connection, couldn't hear, and was going to log off. So if he logs back in, we'll come back to him, but I'll turn it to Jim at this point.
Okay. I was just thinking about the fact that, you know, we all have to deal with often with testimony that is completely coming from a completely different place on a lot of the issues that we deal with, and staff so often as well as the board has to sort through and who do they please. So I just want to say that I hate flowcharts. I just hate flowcharts. So guys, deal with that best you can. But
beyond. Dang it, Jim. We were going so well. Everything was going so well.
Wait a minute, Jim. We need to talk about this.
Really poor, Jim. We can't hear you.
Oh, great. Anyhow, would echo what everybody else was saying. And I just, you know, going back to finishing the forestry program for Oregon discussion, I just do want to say with emphasis that I think going at this with a climate change lens is the right thing to do. I just have to keep reminding myself that we are facing an existential crisis, and a crisis that we have to, we and everybody else has to face head on. And I think it's going to be a crisis where all of our stakeholders all are going to have to pitch in, and everyone is going to be sacrificing going forward. And I think our job will be to deal with that and to try to deal with that change in the fairest ways possible, so that the burden is shared appropriately. Beyond that, on Monday, we actually called to try to get an appointment to get our internet connection fixed. I was so hopeful and keeping my fingers crossed that it would stay together. And guess what? I could get the only appointment I could get would be 1 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll see how tomorrow goes. Other than that, that's it for me.
Great. Thank you. So Hillary just said Joe texted his closing statement. So I don't know, Hillary, if you want to read it out loud or throw it in the chat. I can read it. It's up to you.
I was trying to type it into the chat, but I can just share it with everyone.
That would be efficient.
Okay. Let me start my video. For the record, my name is Hillary Olivo-Strud and the board administrator. So overall, thank you, Joe, for texting that. We appreciate that. He said it was constructive retreat, good discussion. He had difficulty with connection after lunch, but from what he did here, he's confident the update to the plan is needed. Many good ideas were brought up and will need to be refined. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay. So I just want to appreciate all of you for leaning in. I had a little bit of trepidation as your process guide that this was real light in structure and form, and we didn't have a lot of training modules and tools and things that you were going to be basically using to distract yourselves from actually leaning in and having conversation with each other. So I'm really, really appreciative that you rose to the occasion and you really took the opportunity to lean in and talk with each other about the things that matter. And this is all in service to setting you up well for good board deliberations and decision-making. So I just appreciate that this is, it's not always how we want to spend our entire day, but you did it. And it sounds like there was a lot of fruit that came out of this. So kudos. We tomorrow will be looking a little more kind of practical, like I said, at the work ahead. And you're going to hear a lot more from the department executive team about sort of what's on the horizon as far as initiatives that are planned, mandates that have been handed, and work plans that are evolving. And have an opportunity to both understand the lay of the land and also to offer up anything that you feel like needs to be put into the mix that you think should be a priority for your work, both this near-term horizon, but maybe even into the next biennium. So that'll really be the major focus for tomorrow, and really hope that, again, it sets you up well for you know, preparing for what will then become the difficult work. And I like that you're already thinking about some of the systems you want to put in place to make sure that you are holding yourselves accountable, both to making progress substantively, but also that you're holding that commitment around, effective work together, high functioning deliberations that lead to good public policy decisions. So both of those things I feel like we're holding space for you, and that you're holding space for yourselves on. Anything more, Jim, by way of closing or teeing us up for tomorrow? And Nancy, feel free to jump in there as well.
Thank you, Robin. Great job today. And I think the main thing to be mindful of is that it's an 8 o'clock start tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. So really great job, everybody. Really appreciate it. Thank you all.
What time, Hillary, do you want us to log in the morning?
If you can start from 7:30, we would like to have you all completely in by 7:55.
Perfect. Okay.
Great. Any just heads up to any of us, any constraints on the day for any of the board members? Is everybody with us until then? We do conclude at 12. Let me make sure I've got that right. 12:30. Okay. All right. Well, we will let you go for now and see you bright and early tomorrow. And again, nice work and thank you.